And your paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. It's been a few weeks since I've been here, and I have missed you all. I'm sure you enjoyed great shows each week with my co-host, Dana Lake. She will be returning next week. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you great information about health and wellness. We've been doing the show for gosh knows how long now, about 5 years, and we have a wonderful resource of archive shows for you to listen to. You can access those by going to www.myvillagegreen.com, and on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a little microphone. If you click on that, it'll take you to the archive show section. Today, we have a great topic lined up, as always. We're talking about the immune system, and there is no better time to be discussing aspects of immunity for several reasons. Right now, it's here in the D.C. metro area. It is late August. And that means a couple things when it comes to the immune system. Number one, for a lot of people, it means allergies. I have had many, many people coming into my office in the last couple of weeks complaining of the stuffy nose, the congestion, the runny eyes. It is full-blown approaching ragweed season. If you look at the pollen meters these days, we're up at the very high pollen count area after having a nice lull throughout the middle of the summer. And as we know, allergies are our immune system exercising itself. And I always like people to understand really what the definition of an allergy is. An allergy is when the immune system actually gets confused. It's defined as the body's inappropriate response to a harmless substance. So if you think about that for a second, when your body interfaces with something like pollen from ragweed, the pollen from the ragweed, it's not a bacteria, it's not a virus, it's not a foreign invader. It really poses no direct threat to our body. However, in people who have an allergy, their immune system has somehow gotten confused and tagged that pollen grain as a potential intruder. And every time it sees it, it mounts its typical immune response, which involves reactions like inflammation, excessive mucus production, all of the things that manifest in the classic allergy symptoms. Now, the other thing that is a big deal right now around the country at the end of August when it comes to the immune system is the back to school scenario. So this is when all of the kids who have been on their own at home, running around, doing their thing all summer long, get thrown into contained classrooms with each other. And anybody who has any kind of bug starts throwing it around. And also at the very beginning of this time of year, we start to get the colder weather, the shorter days, all of the things that build up and sort of manifest with more colds and flus being passed around. It gets a little bit easier as your kids get older, but especially for those moms and dads out there who have children in daycare or the real young kids, this is a time where lots of immune support needs to happen. And those are the things we're going to be talking about today. You do not want to miss today's show. We are discussing some of the most interesting natural remedies out there for dealing with immune support when it comes to colds and flus. And this is really interesting stuff. We all know, or most of us who have kids know, that there's this whole issue with cough syrups. Now, most kids who get upper respiratory infections, they oftentimes get runny nose and they oftentimes get cough. And for years and years and years, there were lots of children's cough syrups that we could give our kids to try and alleviate these symptoms. Well, lo and behold, these children's cough syrups were not entirely safe. And in some children, if not given in the right doses and causing certain reactions, it would cause respiratory depression, which could lead to life-threatening situations and even in sometimes death. So in the last several 3 to 5 years, most of those cough syrups and all of the regulatory bodies that help us make decisions about what's healthiest for us all have told us that cough syrups are no longer a good idea for children. So where do we go? Your child has a cough, they are suffering from some immune issues. Let's say they're in school and their brother or sister gets real sick, or they know there's something going around the classroom. What can you give your child to keep them well? And beyond all of this, for anybody who doesn't have kids and is listening to the show, it is not time to tune out, because we all deal with cold and flu issues, and the remedies that we're going to be talking about today transcend just pediatric application. These go for adults as well, and these are some of, like I said, the best remedies that you can use for dealing with colds and flus. And this is research-backed, really fantastic information and fantastic products. And of course, I'm not the only one you're going to be hearing from today. As usual, we're going to have a phenomenal special guest coming on. Dean Morris is a fifth-generation herbalist, a very well-respected herbalist in this country, and is doing a great job to help bring cutting-edge, innovative herbal products to the market. And he's going to be discussing with us some of these very exciting products. Just before we launch into that, I just want to give everybody who hasn't had one in a while a brief education about our immune system, because some of these different herbs that we're going to talk about work in different ways. And if you have some information about how your immune system works, you'll have a little bit of a better context to how these things might help support your immune system with colds and flus and allergies. We really kind of have two general areas of the immune system that we talk about. We have sort of our innate immune reaction, and we have our adaptive immune reaction. And I'm just going to describe them a little bit. The innate immune system refers to things that our body doesn't have to do too much specific effort to get some immunity from. So for example, the barrier layers of our body serve as a very effective immune defense. So our skin is incredibly effective at keeping out microbes and pathogens from entering into our bloodstream. Our mucous membranes that line our lungs, that line our nasal passages, our gastrointestinal tract, these mucous membranes produce a barrier so that microbes cannot easily enter our bloodstream. So these are things that your body, you don't even have to think about. Your body doesn't really have to think about. They create a barrier for the bugs to get in. Another one that many people don't really think of is stomach acid. And this is a big one, because I've had radio shows where we've talked about the problems with acid blocking medications that block stomach acid. But most people don't realize stomach acid serves as an incredibly strong immune barrier. You consume lots of food every day. The average American consumes about a ton of food in the course of a year, and that food is laden with viruses and bacteria and parasites and microbes, and our stomach acid serves as a way to neutralize those foreign invaders before they get into the intestines and potentially get absorbed into our bloodstream. We also know that the stomach acid has a potential effect on helping out the health of the lungs. And we know this because people who are given medication that blocks stomach acid production for symptoms like acid reflux have a higher risk of pneumonia and respiratory infections in certain instances. So just keeping that whole area from the mouth to down the esophagus and the trachea clean, stomach acid has a very beneficial effect. Now, we also have, as part of our innate immune system, sort of a cellular response. And these are just, in my opinion, some of the coolest cells of the immune system. They're the real tough guys. These are the Navy SEALs, the SEAL Team 6 that's always perusing around our body doing kind of their special operations. These are the neutrophils, macrophages, and natural killer cells. And neutrophils and macrophages specifically are always perusing your immune system. And anytime they see a virus or a bacteria or something that looks kind of fishy, what they do is they engulf it or phagocytize it, and then they destroy it. So they engulf these things and kill them. And they have many, many different ways of destroying viruses and bacteria that are very intricate and very interesting. Natural killer cells are more like targeted assassins. Their specific job is to deal with cells that have either gone awry. So they play an incredibly important role in perusing and keeping your body free of cancer cells, because natural killer cells are the first ones that will identify when a cell has gone awry and is going down the road of cancer. And a natural killer cell can kill that cell very early on. You won't develop cancer. And it is estimated that every person will develop cancer 3 to 5 times in the course of their lifetime, even if they never die of it. But are these natural killer cells and these cellular immunity in our body can kill cancers before they even start to become a problem. They also play an important role because if they sense that a cell has been infected with a virus or a bacteria, they can identify that and kill that cell before it has a chance to spread it. And this is specifically when it comes to viruses. Because here, my friends, is a fun fact about viruses. Viruses cannot reproduce without a host cell. Viruses are really just this sort of combination of RNA and DNA packaged together. They cannot replicate or do any part of their life cycle without a host. Once they get inside your body, they get into a cell and they hijack the mechanisms and machinery of your cell and trick your cell into, instead of producing what your cell needs for its life cycle, it tricks your cell's machinery into reproducing the virus. And it reproduces and reproduces itself until the cell dies, explodes, and the virus spreads and goes to the next cell and infects that cell. So if a natural killer cell can identify one of your host cells that's been infected with a virus early on and kill it at that point in time, it can do a lot to significantly reduce the spread of the virus throughout the body. Then we get into the adaptive immune system, which is the more specialized one. This is the really smart side of your immune system. These are the people that are behind the scenes thinking, the programmers, the analysts. Now, the adaptive immune system is triggered by your innate immune system when the innate immune system becomes overwhelmed. If the natural killer cells or neutrophils or macrophages can't take care of the infection, they bring in the resources, which is the adaptive immune system. And really, there's three different roles that it plays. Number one, that adaptive immune system has to recognize the foreign antigen. So it has to recognize the foreign invader and get a clear picture, a mugshot of who that is, and alert everywhere else in the body to be on the lookout for that person. Then its job is to generate the specific response to that pathogen. So it has to figure out the exact way and the exact method that we're going to seek it out and kill these invading pathogens. And then number three is it's going to develop an immunological memory. So it's going to remember that bad guy so that the next time we see it, we're going to get a very effective and strong response to it. And the adaptive immune system is so incredibly intricate and so involved. We are still in modern science just understanding the complexities of the immune system and how it works in the signaling that it does. Immunology is truly one of the most interesting and amazing pieces of medicine, in my opinion, to be explored. So that is your rundown of the immune system. I hope you stayed with me and learned something. When we come back from the break, I'm going to be bringing on my special guest, Dean Morse, and we're going to be discussing some of these amazing natural remedies for supporting your immune system and keeping your body healthy. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week. The show is brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, which is located right here in Bethesda, Maryland, on West Cedar Lane. They've been supplying this area with a compounding pharmacy, a regular pharmacy, and over 10,000 different health and wellness products for the last 40 years. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, and I have a private offices in Annapolis, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. I am a naturopathic doctor specializing in helping people find their greatest way to health using natural therapies. Now, in the last segment, we talked about an overview of the immune system. And in this segment, I'd like to introduce my special guest, continue that conversation, and discuss some of these natural products. So Dean Morris is a fifth-generation herbalist. Dean grew up on herbs and has diverse experience in organic horticulture, horticulture, the natural food industry, and healthcare. Taught by his father to grow lady slipper orchids and other herbs, Dean went on to farm 165 acres of organic herbs in the 80s. In 1997, Dean was invited to help form a multidisciplinary alternative medicine team and was granted full practicing privileges as an herbalist at the Columbia Hospital Miami Heart Institute in Miami Beach, Florida. From there, he was recruited by Nature's Way to be the senior educator, formulator, director of new products, and director of technical services. Dean most enjoys the herb walk presentation he does and feels fortunate to provide them throughout the world. He and his wife, Lorraine, are raising a sixth generation of herbalists in the foothills of the Wasatch Mountains in Utah, a very beautiful area. Dean, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Dr. Kevin, it's a pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity.
Sure. So I just wanted, you know, you have a lot of great education about the immune system. Any other issues that you want to touch on that I sort of touched on in that last segment about the immune system and keeping it healthy or any of the different aspects of immunity?
That was an excellent summary of what is a very complex array of levels of complexity of the immune response. I particularly appreciate that you indicated to our listeners that that mucous membrane is something that, while we don't have to think about its function, I do encourage the people that I work with to remember that it is their choices in their diet that can really improve or defeat the function of the mucous membrane. I don't want people to confuse mucus with phlegm. It's maybe a difficult topic to discuss mucus because sometimes we think, oh, that's that yucky stuff that comes up when I've got a cold or an infection or an allergy. But mucus is supposed to be a fluid membrane. It's you produce about a liter of it, as I'm sure you're aware, every day. It's only when it becomes viscous, when it thickens up, that it becomes phlegm. them that we realize it's there. But when we are healthy and when we are remembering that we have this amazing mucous membrane and are remembering to feed it properly, then this membrane can produce this nice, fluid, slippery substance that is your first line of defense that will trap that pollen that you mentioned that may otherwise be innocuous, but if it gets trapped in thickened phlegm, then the immune system will react to that and create that allergy that we are tending to suffer from this time of year. And it's also that same mucous membrane that can trap and, like a river, wash away the viruses and bacteria that we can be exposed to, as you mentioned. This can get them right into the heart of our immune system, the lymphatic stream, put it right into the lymph nodes so that they can quickly make that adaptive response that you mentioned. So I love to remind people, while you can't really alter the innate response, you can feed the mucous membrane. Make sure you're getting enough water is, of course, that simple approach. If you're producing a liter of this a day, you'll want to stay hydrated throughout the day. And there's a particular category of foods that I like to mention when we're trying to build that first and most important line of defense of our immune system. That mucous membrane, the mucus is only made slippery if our diet includes foods that are rich in mucilage. Mucilage is that slippery substance that you get in things like, well, when we think of foods like okra, that slippery substance in okra is a wonderful source of mucilage that is a food that feeds the mucous membrane to produce mucin. Mucin is the slippery glycoprotein that keeps the mucous membranes flowing and that helps to trap microbes and dust and debris and toxins and pollen and help just wash them away, move them out of the system before they even get a chance to interact to cause an immune reaction or to cause an infective process.
Yeah, that's a great, great summary and a great advice. And I like to touch on, you know, this aspect of drinking enough water to keep your mucous membranes healthy. There's always been this perpetuated myth that people are more likely to get sick from air travel because the recirculated air on the plane is full of viruses and bacteria. Well, in fact, what we are learning or what we know now is that the air on planes is really not all that much dirtier than the air inside buildings. The issue is that the air is so dry, people get so dehydrated and the mucous membranes get dry that you become much more susceptible to any contact with viruses and bacteria. So it is of the utmost importance during any kind of air travel that you hydrate incredibly well, starting the day before your flight, during your flight, and for the day after your flight, to make sure you maintain the integrity of those mucous membranes and the integrity of that barrier to viruses and bacteria.
When that water is combined with the diet's foods that are rich in mucilage, I take slippery elm lozenges with me on the planes. I'll make sure I incorporate fenugreek in my diet, marshmallow, aloe vera gel. These wonderful sources of mucilage help to provide that mucin that keeps the membranes hydrated, keeps that water from just flowing away, but gives it some slipperiness that gives it an adhesion to all the mucous membranes as it's flowing, trapping, preventing any of those airborne microbes that might otherwise infect, preventing them from getting actually attaching to your cells, but keeping them in that river that
sure.
flows, that mucus.
Yeah, that keeps
that
everything
flows.
Moving. And so what are then some of the worst things we can do, or what are some of the things we should avoid doing, you know, to possibly to keep our mucous membranes healthy? What shouldn't we be consuming in our diet?
Well, of course, certain proteins can lend a viscosity to the mucous membrane. They can make it thicker. Certain very thick type proteins, if you're eating those in an imbalanced approach in your diet, if you're not getting enough fiber into the diet, that can really alter the viscosity, change it from a slippery flowing substance to a thickened phlegmatic type of a membrane. And that becomes then a petri dish, really.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a put out the welcome mat for microbes to flourish, gives them a food source, gives them a place to sequester themselves, as you were mentioning, into dead cells, into the dead cells that slough off each day. That then becomes becomes phlegm, that becomes the breeding ground for these microbes to set up infections. And so one thing that we can do to alter that, when we do get into that thickened, phlegmatic consistency in our mucous membranes, is to remember an important other category of dietary nutrients that can be incorporated into our diet. These are the tannins. Not a lot of people think, oh, did I get enough tannins into my diet? But tannins, things that come from leaves, trees produce a lot of them to protect themselves. It's part of their immune system to produce these tannins. We can give them to our diet through olive leaf supplements, white oak. There's a number of different herbs that will give this astringency, this tannins. Tannins bind to excess protein, and they will help get rid of that phlegm and astringe out, squeeze out the waste matter amongst the mucous membrane that can then help clean it up and allow the mucous membranes to flow again freely and help sweep out things. Another thing that tannins do is increase the ciliary activity of the mucous membrane. So the little tiny microscopic hairs that line our respiratory tract, they help sweep out junk before it gets into the body. Tannins can help improve that. And my favorite tannin of all is known as umkallin. This one identified in a geranium plant. The roots of this geranium are known as umkalawabo in South Africa. They used this geranium root and named it umkalawabo. That means the chest pain plant or the bad cough plant. And they found over the eons of time that this particular geranium, and later we found that it was these particular tannins, can you help the body to convert the mucous membrane from a phlegmatic, thickened petri dish to a free-flowing, healthy mucous membrane. And it is that very action, and other actions as well, that lend the support, the success in clinical trials for a particular extract of this same geranium plant, these same roots, that we now call umka, as a shortened version of what the South Africans called those members of the Zulu tribe that used it in their preparations for cough and cold. They called it umkalawabo or umkulkane. We just thought that was a little bit long-winded for our U.S. audience, so we shortened it to umka. But it provides the same tannin, the umkallin tannins, that can go in and help astringe, squeeze out these excess proteins from our digestive tract as well as our respiratory tract, anywhere the mucous membrane is found, and help to restore that to a free-flowing condition, really bringing about the body's natural ability to withstand and defend and shorten any infective rate, any infective process in the upper respiratory tract.
Yeah, I definitely want to spend a little bit of time talking about umka because it is one of those cold remedies that is probably heavier on the solid research and endorsed by even more conservative groups that don't tend to typically endorse natural products due to the impressive research behind it. But, you know, so I guess what you're pointing out here is some natural supplements for supporting, you know, and reducing severity or duration of colds and flus work by supporting different aspects of the immune system. Some, like mushroom extracts and even echinacea to some degree, can work by increasing the response of the natural killer cells or the neutrophils or some of the ones that do this sort of actually seeking out and killing of organisms. It sounds like the umka isn't necessarily a immune booster, but actually helps to modulate the phlegm and mucus associated with the response. Is that sort of an accurate summary of how it works?
It's definitely an understandable, appreciated method of action, mechanism of action, these tannins, but it's not the sole one. That's the beauty of some of these natural, holistic extracts from plants, is that they impart, convey, draw from the plant, the roots in this case, a number of different compounds that plants produce that are part of their immune response to their environment. Mm-hmm. And so while the tannins are an important part, there's also been identified direct antimicrobial constituents from the roots of the umka, Pelargonium pseudoides, the umka geranium. There's also a number of other constituents that are known to improve nitric oxide production and tumor necrosis factor, the very end products that you were talking about that come from the cellular level, helping each cell to produce some of these natural compounds that defend the cell from invasion, from infection.
Thank you for sharing that. When we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit more about the UMCA product because there is really some interesting information about it. And then we're going to be talking about some of the other top 10, top 5, heaviest hitting, most well-researched, different natural supplements for supporting your immune system. So this is Dr. Kevin Becerra with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. And we're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity. Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Becerra. Thank you so much for tuning in with us. Hopefully, you're learning a lot about your immune system and different ways to support it. I have on the phone with me Dean Morris, who is a very well-respected fifth-generation herbalist here in the United States and working with Nature's Way and the parent company to Nature's Way, helping to develop and roll out some of the most cutting-edge natural products on the market. In the last segment, we were discussing this product, UMCA, and it's spelled U-M-C-K-A. Nature's Way does put out a UMCA product, which uses this very well-studied extract from this geranium root. And we were talking about some of the interesting effects that it has on the immune system that helps with colds and flus. Now, Dean, you know, just for some stats, you sent this slide over to me the other night, and I just thought it was impressive. You know, just to put it all into perspective about the common cold or upper respiratory tract infections, it's Americans suffer occur an estimated 1 billion colds per year. Symptoms of cold and flu account for more office visits than any other cause of a health issue. 22 million school days are lost annually due to upper respiratory infections. The lost productivity due to coughing cold costs about $9 billion annually, and there is a whopping $2.9 billion spent on over-the-counter cough and cold medicines. Those are some impressive stats. It certainly would be nice to have a natural way to address some of these issues and reduce the amount and the severity of colds and flus.
Probably ought to update that since they recently removed so many of the OTCs that were available to parents for their children.
Yep.
But it's still a striking number, isn't it, that we're spending. What they found, of course, was that a lot of these antitussives, the anti-cough remedies, the decongestants, the antihistamines, just weren't doing any good. And so in trying to prevent mucus from actually flowing in the case of a decongestant, that there was likely that there was more harm was being done than good. And so it's nice to have this that has been approved, that shows a great safety record in multiple studies for children all down to the age of 2, and in some cases when it's being utilized by physicians, even down to the age of 1 year of age, for children to use this nice preparation of the Umka geranium to help reduce the severity of symptoms, as well as shorten the duration. If we can shorten the duration of some of these infections 2 and 3 days, well, then we've really recouped a lot of that time lost out of school, and even for mom and dad, the time that's lost in their work days. But kids especially can really see improvements in this. In fact, as you mentioned, this, unbeknownst to Nature's Way and the manufacturers of the Umka, was picked up by the Journal of Family Practice and actually endorsed by the medical physicians that did a review of this herb, of this extract, this homeopathic preparation known as Umka. They compared it with all the Cochrane reviews, the meta-analyses of the myriad of other OTC treatments, including antitussives, decongestants, et cetera, et cetera. They even compared it with other common alternatives like vitamin C, like echinacea, zinc preparations, and came to the conclusion in their published the Pearls section of their Journal of Family Practice back in March 2008 that the improvement in cold symptoms is dramatically better when you use Umka than with any other of these OTC treatments that they reviewed. And that their conclusion was that people should be advised to purchase the medication and have it on hand at home at the start of the cold season. A lot of people will ask, well, can I take it now, even before the cold season hits? Can I go ahead and start taking this kind of preparation? And, of course, there is a historic use of it for lots of things. But in our application of the rigors of clinical research, we've only ever studied it after a person has been diagnosed with an upper respiratory tract infection. So after they've been known to have bronchitis or tonsillitis or nasal pharyngitis or rhinitis or sinusitis, any of these upper respiratory tract infections, including the common cold, have been studied, have been patients with these conditions have been put into clinical studies, randomized studies and placebo-controlled studies to verify and support the outcomes that have been seen by just generations of people throughout South Africa where this geranium naturally grows, and throughout the countries where this product, this extract, has been exported. They find that you can shorten the duration of any of these upper respiratory tract conditions, infections, and reduce the severity because of the outstanding mechanisms of action, including those tannins, including an antimicrobial action, and including that improvement of ciliary activity, the sweeping mechanism that lines the respiratory tract to get rid of these things before they become a problem to our immune system. It's a nice, safe, and effective approach to helping the body to build its own natural first line of defense so that you aren't creating a problem, a struggle for your immune system. And even if you do, if you have gotten an infection, that's where the research shows this can cut the duration, shorten it, and reduce the severity of those upper respiratory tract infections.
Yeah, and it's really important, as I talked about earlier, to have a safe product on the market for kids and for the pediatric population, and for several reasons. I mean, number one, we know a lot of the remedies, OTC, Tussins that you discussed, have been withdrawn because they were not safe. So to have something that has some good clinically backed research that was endorsed by a prestigious journal like the Journal of Family Practice that was endorsed by other well-respected medical physicians regarding its efficacy and, of course, and most importantly, its safety, is a really nice tool for people to have on hand. And it's also nice when a company develops and brings to market a product for a pediatric use and goes through the trouble of making sure that the taste is palatable and that the dosing delivery system is easy for kids and they're not having to swallow a pill, because kids, frankly, can't do that. So liquids and powders and that all of the, looks like the Nature's Way UMCA cold care products are in that type of fashion. And the other part of it that's so incredibly important is if parents don't have any type of OTC way to improve the symptoms of an upper respiratory infection of their child, of course they're going to end up at the doctor's office, you know, if they haven't already. And parents are usually upset when their children are sick. Either they don't like to see them suffer in most cases, and that is a normal response from a parent. And of course, it also leads to reduction of productivity because parents may have to take off work and juggle their schedules. I know this firsthand, having two kids, the inconvenience it can have just on your day-to-day schedule to have sick kids. And when you're in the doctor's office and you're an upset parent and your kid is sick and there's lots of phlegm and they're not looking so good, it's very common that the doctor will prescribe an antibiotic. And for most of these upper respiratory infections, or for many of them, they are virally related. There may be some minor secondary bacterial complications, but most of the time they are viral-related illnesses, and antibiotics have been way overprescribed and way overutilized, and part of the problem stems from the over-treatment of pediatric cases of upper respiratory infection issues, everything from ear infections to all of the other classic upper respiratory issues that happen in children. So to have a natural, effective way of addressing these upper respiratory infections without antibiotic therapy is so incredibly important. So, Dean, can you just talk a little bit about, like, I mean, the stuff you sent me in the pre-interview, it's mostly things for children's care. So there's like a children's syrup, and it's like the dosage ranges, I'm sure they're right there on the bottle, but it's like kids 2 to 5, a half a teaspoon 3 times a day, 6 to 11, 1 teaspoon 3 times a day. And then there's, looks like for older kids, this kind of cool powder packets that they just sort of open up and put in their mouth. And there's dosing recommendations for that. So is there also an adult product?
There are. There's a number of different formats. The original, the first form that was brought to the U.S. market was an extract, and that comes in drops, a dropper that can be administered, just 3 droppers full a day. There's syrups that are flavored, both a menthol flavoring, cherry and grape, a sugar-free grape. There are sachets that you can put into a hot cup of water and make yourself a nice little toddy that incorporates the active ingredients, this same extract of UMCA. UMCA cold care in lozenges. There's UMCA cold and flu that is a syrup that has the UMCA as well as the Boracay and Tafel Alpha CF homeopathic preparations for reducing symptoms of cold and flu. There's a number of different forms. It's an entire family.
All right, so you guys have thought about just about every single possible way to get it in someone, it sounds like. Adults, kids, and all the different forms.
Definitely.
Okay, great. Well, that's great. Great to know. So, again, everybody, I mean, you know, this is a pretty impressive body of research for a natural supplement when it comes to cold care, and I think it's a great time to be discussing it. Nature's Way has put out the UMCA cold care line, and, you know, I'm definitely going to have some around my house for this year for myself and my kids. I think it's a really nice resource to have, so I encourage you all to give it a try as well. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about some of the other really important cold care items. And we've got so involved with UMCA and some of the other things, I don't want to shortchange anything else, but there are some other really important herbs and probiotic preparations to think about when it comes to supporting your immune system and the immune system of your children during this time of year. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and thank you all for tuning in again. We always appreciate everybody's love and support here on the show. It's always great to get your emails talking about how useful the show has been, how much you guys enjoy listening, how much you've learned from it. Dana and I love being here. We really love doing the show, and it's great to have the support of the community and all of you listeners out there. We do really deeply appreciate it. Today we have been talking about the immune system and ways to gear up your immune system for this coming season of the year. And we spent a lot of time talking about this really neat herb, umka. And I have on the phone with me Dean Morris, who is a fifth-generation herbalist and a very well-respected national and international person in his field who works with top nutraceutical companies to bring cutting-edge herbal and natural products to the market for all of us. So thank you, Dean, for being on the show with us today. We really appreciate your insight and expertise.
My pleasure. It's a great program to get this kind of information, and informed listeners can make their best choices to keep themselves well.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, is just helping people stay educated so they can make good decisions. That's the point of the show, and that has been always the far-reaching message of the Village Green Apothecary, which is why they were kind enough to sponsor the show and get this information out there. So, Dean, in this last segment, you know, we've talked about umka. There's a couple other important herbs to talk about. Maybe you can help us segue to some of the other things that we want to discuss here.
Yeah, you covered it quite well in your introduction. We discussed the innate immune system and how we can remember to help feed the mucous membrane. You also mentioned the adaptive area of the immune system. And this is where you can also remember. Those are the two things I would have our listeners remember, is that they can make choices in their diet that can feed both the innate as well as the adaptive immune areas of their immune system. Because even if we are getting vaccinations and the like, those vaccinations still, your body has to respond to those, and it is your ability, your nutritional reserves that will dictate whether you have enough of the nutrients to build these antibodies, the immunoglobulins, the dendrites, the T helper cells, the neutrophils, the macrophages, the cytokines, all the things that you mentioned. These can be a very complex response to your immediate needs, your immediate exposures to microbial infestation. But you need that nutritional reserve. You need to diversify your diet to make sure that you've got the wherewithal to build them at the appropriate times and in the appropriate numbers to be able to defend yourself against the rate of replication of these microbes, of these infective agents. And so I always like to encourage people to diversify their diet. Things that I would encourage people when they're trying to diversify their diet to feed their ability to defend themselves against colds and flus, elderberry always comes to the top of that list. I love the product Sambucus. Sambucus is the Latin name for elderberry. And Sambucus, S-A-M-B-U-C-U-S, wonderful preparations of syrups and lozenges. There's a kid's formula that is just an excellent way to get a unique array of bioflavonoids into the diet, into the body. These particular bioflavonoids are known to help slow down the rate at which viruses can hide in your body. As you mentioned, these viruses hiding within the cells, these bioflavonoids actually are known to slow down that process, to get in the way and block the virus from being able to attach to your cells. And that really gives your body a leg up in its ability to identify and start to produce the antibodies particular specific to the virus that you might be exposed to on a given day. I love the incorporation of the elderberry. It's also a very safe preparation, Sambucus. Elderberry has long been used in the diets for eons, and so it's considered a class one safety herb with no contraindications, no times, lifestyle, phases, I should say. It's appropriate for use during pregnancy even and lactation. And for kids, just a great food to incorporate into your diet and a real convenient and tasty way to do it in the Sambucus. There's even an organic Sambucus for kids, organically grown elderberry extract. Nice standardized extract of these bioflavonoids that can help build the body and help in that process to withstand flu. And of course, a multivitamin. I helped formulate the Alive multivitamin. I don't know if you've heard of that one. It's quite a growing family of multivitamins. And just recently, we launched a gummy version. A real tasty version. You know, with kids going back to school, the lunches that they are going to be experiencing, the options that they're going to be getting at the cafeterias can often be a little bit nutrient deficient, nutrient scarce, if you will.
I think that's a kind representation of what the school lunch program looks like these days.
That's right. Your kids, you have a first-hand reporting system. So we always send in with our kids just these nice little gummies. They're almost like they are a treat, but they're a nutritional treat. They have the extracts of 26 different fruits and vegetables in them, but they're also conveying the zinc that we need to help build those antibodies and dendrites and T helper cells, the vitamin D, a full 100% daily value of vitamin D in three little gummies. And so it's just a nice way to diversify the diet so that you have those nutritional reserves when you need them, where you need them. School is definitely a place for sharing all kinds of microbes that are coming from throughout the community. And to have those nutritional reserves in the diets of our children gives them a great reservoir for their immune system to really crank up the production when they need it of all of these different complex immune responses so that they can be at their best.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, vitamin D is a really important nutrient, and making sure your kids are getting enough of it can have a major impact on their overall general immune function. It's one of the most critical nutrients for the immune system and really is not even should be classified as a vitamin. It's actually a hormone, and many people tend to be deficient in it because it is dependent on sun exposure. And even though Maryland is considered a more southern type state, even in areas like this where we are in pretty north of the equator, we are subject to vitamin D deficiencies based on how far away we are from from the equator and the angle of the sun that hits us in the wintertime. So definitely very good recommendations. And Sambucus is certainly, elderberry is one of the most important herbs for children's health and immune support. It's good tasting. It has an incredible safety profile and an amazing array of immune activating and antiviral and antibacterial effects. It is a must for any parent that is looking to have some natural remedies around the home to support their children and their health. Now, the last one that I want to touch on in the last couple of minutes we have is something that people don't think about a lot for immunity, but that's probiotics, Dean. And, you know, I mean, I tell people all the time, 80% of your immune system is located in your gut. So probiotics are a really important part of a strong immune system, correct?
Well, definitely, and almost a daily necessity. And you can get nice probiotics from yogurt, but you also get a lot of sugar in some of these yogurt preparations. Sometimes where a 4-ounce serving might be 24 teaspoons in a serving of yogurt, you can get upwards of 5 and even 10 teaspoons of sugar in each of that. So basically every fourth bite is just a pure, can be considered a full teaspoon
of sugar
in these. So a lot of calories, a lot of sugar. And so to have a probiotic supplement that brings that into a little tiny pearl that can deliver 500 million colony-forming units of these friendly flora, these good bacteria that can really boost your immune resources. The 80% of your immunoglobulins are produced within the gut from interactivity with these very important friendly bacteria, the lactobacillus. Lots of us call them just acidophilus, but that's merely one little species of these. Each and every one of these hundreds of different types of friendly flora interact with your immune system through the digestive tract and can really help facilitate not only the production of your adaptive immune responders, but also improve the production of mucin.
Which we talked about right at the beginning.
Exactly. Yep. Help improve that flow of the mucous membrane. So it's giving you a multi-level approach to improvement of your resources and your response in the immune system.
Yeah, probiotics. And I want parents to really be clear that some people are just freaked out about the idea of supplementing their children with bacteria. I want people to understand that probiotics have an incredible safety record. And you have to understand that you have more bacteria living in your gut than you have cells in your entire body. You have about 7 to 10 pounds of your body weight is just bacteria that live inside your gut. So it is something that we have evolved with over the millennia. It is an critical part of our health, having these bacteria present. And the safety record of giving probiotics is of the utmost best. There is no chance that your children are going to develop any type of infection as a result of being supplemented with these probiotic bacteria. And research study after research study shows that kids who are regularly supplemented with probiotic therapy have less upper respiratory infections when compared to children that are not. So it is a really important part of keeping your immune system balanced and healthy. The other side of it is, well, let's say your child does get really sick. They get a bacterial ear infection, a bacterial sinusitis, something that is just not going to be taken care of from one of these things that we're talking about, and the doctor does prescribe a well-prescribed and appropriate antibiotic therapy. You have to understand that using probiotics is a utmost important when your children are being given antibiotics. Antibiotics obviously kill the bad bacteria, but they don't discriminate against the good bacteria, and they can cause significant disruptions in the overall flora of the body, which can create significant imbalances in how the immune system works on the long term. So having these probiotic pearls around is important to give your kids daily to improve their immune system and GI health in general, but also you need to have them around so that in case somebody ends up needing an antibiotic therapy, you have an effective tool that you can give them to bring their system back into balance. So, Dean, that's going to about wrap up our show today. Do you have any closing thoughts or any other issues you'd like to sort of talk about before we really wrap things?
It's just those first choices of our diet. What we put into our mouth can really help to affect and improve our response to whatever is around the corner. We swim in an ocean of microbes. As you mentioned, there's more of the good bacteria within us than our own cells by 10 times. And so it's their ocean. Let's go ahead and recognize that and make sure we're daily feeding our bodies so that our mucous membranes are swimming well and so that we can adapt and build these appropriate immune responses as we need to whatever we are exposed to. And that's through those good choices and dietary supplements, herbs, and homeopathic. These natural approaches are a way to feed the body so that we can be at our healthiest.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Dean, for being on the show. And really, thank you all for listening to the show out there. I hope you got another great education today. I will look forward to talking to you all in a couple weeks. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by The Village Green, wishing you all the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hi, this is O'Donna Matthews. What does three decades of service add up to? For the Capital Area Food Bank, it includes these important numbers. Distributing 25 million pounds of food to nearly 500,000 people through a network of 700 partner agencies. 30 years, it's a long time, but the mission continues to make sure that no one is left hungry. To learn more, contribute, or volunteer, visit capitalareafoodbank.org.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington.
NBC News Radio, I'm Alex Witt. Tropical Storm Isaac has gained some strength over the warm waters of Florida Straits. Its winds have increased to 65 miles an hour. NBC's Al Roker says Isaac is also packing plenty of